Mit such a civic person, Mishmehe, Hamasi is Pito Istam. Somebody who is marrying off his daughter and does not specify the amount of the Nizunya. Lo Yifchois La Mechamishim Zuz. He should not provide less than 50 Zuz for the Nizunya. Pasak Lach Nisa Aruma. If the father of the Kala did not agree to provide the Kala with any clothing. Lo Yoimer Habal Kishach Nisa Levesi. Achasena Bixusi. The Baal should not say, after I marry her, I will start providing her with clothing. Ella Machasa Va'oida Va'vesavi. He should start providing her with clothing while she is still living in her father's house. V'chein Amasi Esayisoma. So too, a Yisoma that is being married off with stucco funds. Lo Yifchois La Mechamishin Zuz. The Gaboi stucco should not provide for her Nidunya less than 50 Zuz. In Yesh Bakis, if there is additional money in the stucco fund, Mefarnis and Oysa, Lati Kvoida, they should give her additional money for her Nidunya according to the standard that she is used to. Mesechet Sukkot, Parvav, Mishnah Vav, Yisoma Sheisiyata Ima O Achea Midaita, a Yisoma that is married off by her mother and brothers with her agreement. The Kasvula B'meya O B'chamishan Zuz, and they write for her a Nidunya worth 100 or 50 Zuz. When she becomes a Gedolah, she can be mighty from her brothers and best in the amount that she should have received for her Nidunya at the time of the wedding, which is 10% of the Nechazim. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Im Hisi et Abata Rishoyna, Yinasin Lashniya Kederach Shenasan L'Rishoyna. Rabbi Yehuda said, that which we give her 10% from the Yerusha that the father left, that is only if he didn't marry off at least one daughter during his lifetime. But if he married off a daughter during his lifetime, then we give this daughter the amount that he gave the first daughter. The Chachamim say, sometimes a person was poor at the time that he married off his first daughter, and then he became wealthier. And the Yerusha that he left was greater than the amount of money that he had at the time he made his wedding. Or vice versa, he was wealthier at the time he married off his first daughter, and before he died, he lost a lot of money. So therefore, we cannot go by how much he gave the first daughter. The Gemara explained that the Chachamim do not mean to say literally that the person was poor at the time he married off his first daughter, and then he became wealthier, as that is pasha that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that in such a case, we would not go by how much he gave the first daughter. Instead, the Chachamim means to say that sometimes a person feels poor and gives less, and at a different time he feels wealthier and gives more. So therefore, we do not go by how much he gave the first daughter. Ella, Shamin and Tanachasim and Eshla, instead, we assess the amount the Nechasim was worth at the time the father died, and we give her the amount that we think a person normally gives for a Nidunya if he would have this amount of money.